Now, Boxy, as I mentioned before, all the footballers are over in different states, in hubs. They're in either Perth or Queensland. Some fly from Queensland to Adelaide to play, then they fly back. It's tough going for players to play on the same day as travel, but these are the things you've got to do when you want to play your game, your job that you were
in these hired tough times.
To do in these tough times. Now, the AFL... I was trying to get my head around this, Boxy, because I don't want to go stacks on the football players because I was one.
Yes.
And it's tough because I don't want to pot them and then them not to talk to me. But some of these AFL players are absolutely kidding themselves. They're in the hub. The AFL's frustrated because they listen to some of these requests. Now, players... have been treating it like a holiday, and the family members, they think, oh, we're away, this is going to be a holiday. The self-entitlement that the AFL says, because they get all these requests, they reckon is huge. 400 family members flew up last week, so everyone's got their family up there that they want to have up there, right?
Yeah.
Some players have asked for support for babysitting because they're used to having a nanny. Well, you probably don't need a babysitter because the fact is you can't go anywhere, so you're all home.
So I'm not
quite sure. Look after your kids. Be parents. That's what parents do.
Yeah, that's weird. Are they really asking for babysitting money?
And tutoring to help them with their study and stuff. Mate, you're very lucky to be playing sport. Very lucky to be playing footy. Babysitting, that just gets me. I don't understand.
No.
When you've got family members like a nurse.
They can't go up for dinner, can they? They can't.
Mate,
no.
They get all their dinner paid for them. It's all done. The AFL pays for it all. They go down and get all their dinner, all their breakfast, everything they want is all paid for at the hotel, all the resort that they're staying in. And Steve Adams is an NBA player, and he was speaking about the hubs in the NBA, and he said, this is not Syria, guys. We're living in a resort.
Amazing.
And this goes to the AFL players. Here's some of the requests, Boxy.
Okay.
Couple of players wanted their puppies to go along.
No.
Wanted their puppies to go up.
Sent up.
Their family members have ordered Coles orders online to be delivered to their hotel, and they sent the invoice to Gill and the AFL House. So
isn't
you
that
need
just
to
paying
pay for
your own groceries?
Pretty much. some players have asked carpenters to alter their apartments because they're not up to scratch.
They're not living there for life.
Yeah, they called up. They called up the block and said, can you come and do some...
they're doing makeovers.
Doing makeovers in their apartments because their mattresses and stuff aren't like the ones at home. So they've got called IKEA and want new mattresses. This is fair dinkum, Boxy. Now, get your head out of your asses, play your footy, live with your family, have fun. Look at us in Melbourne. We can't even leave our house after 8 o'clock. You're very lucky to be doing what you're doing. And we're very lucky to be watching what you're doing. But people were sitting at home. We had a nurse yesterday that couldn't even get her kid babysat because her husband is working from home. Now, come on, boys. I'm done.
No, Carl.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. He's set up.
Done.
He's done.
I'm like, I just can't believe that they think. But it's not all of them. Let me say that. It's not all of them. It'd probably be a small percentage. And they're all whinging about, we had to take a 50% pay cut. Well, if you're on 800, you're still getting 400. That's a lot more than some people have that have lost their jobs. Let's be honest.
Do you think, Fev, and maybe that period or that time of entitlement's gone, like for, big footy players and stars and celebrities. Like, there's been a lot of, free stuff and a lot of, being looked at. I think that's probably the players are thinking back 2019. Like, I ask for something, everyone gives it to me. Like,
I know what you're saying, but I follow all the boys on Instagram. Mate, they have buffets every day, breakfast, lunch and dinner. The Richmond boys have got car racing game. It's like a time zone. They've got pool tables and PlayStations, mate. They're hanging out with the boys. That's heaven for me.
Yeah.
Put me in the hub.
I'm ready to go.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, it's always juicy to hear, Fev, of celebrities sliding into each other's DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
And who
Love
does that.
That?
Well, some Bachelorette stars have just done it. And one of them is the Bachelorette herself. So Angie Kent, it's come out.
Oh.
Now, Angie, obviously, at the final rose ceremony, picked Carlin over Tim.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting what a difference a year makes? Because since Tim's left the Bachelorette, and we've spoken to him a few times, on Bachelor in Paradise, he and Kieran just seemed like quite the party lads who maybe, and even Angie has said on her, she's come out and spoken about this, she doesn't think that they were as authentic when she was dating them. She thinks they just wanted a free trip to Fiji.
100%.
But before we talk about their DMs, let's relive that moment. Remember this like cringeworthy moment? And Tim, the lad we know now, how vulnerable did he sound back when Angie let him go?
Don't be sad. Be happy. This is so, everything we've had is the best. Do not cry over it. We have had the best time ever. This is the situation we're in, and I am so happy that I've met you, and I've cherished every moment with you. I love Carlin. If I could pick anyone to treat you like you deserve to be treated, it's him. And please don't be sad. Don't be sad, please.
Mate, well done, Tim.
He did well, didn't he? He actually did very well then.
Was very good.
Well, wait for this. So the update is Tim has now come out and sensationally claimed that when Angie broke up with Carlin, that she slid into his DMs. And she said she hoped that they might be friends. And after she's broken up with Carlin, and he said this. I said, look, I don't think we're going to be friends. I was like, whatever, relax, love.
Whoa!
But after him giving that speech, if I was Angie too and I broke up, I'd be sliding into his DM. That was beautiful.
Wouldn't it? You'd go, maybe he was the one who got away. Yeah. She slid in and he's gone, no, we're not friends.
Oh.
Have you slid into anyone's DMs?
You're a betting man. What do you think the chances of me having to slid into someone's DMs are?
Well, you just don't know. Just a little wave.
I can tell you I have never slid into anyone's DMs.
What about
DMs?
In the days of the Facebook poke? Did you give a little poke to
anyone? No, I hated Facebook. No, never. I've never. Remember, I was anti-Facebook for a long time because I thought it was mean.
Okay.
All
right.
I thought the fact that you could accept and reject friends was just not cool. Like, imagine trying to be friends with someone and they never accept your friendship.
Byron would have slid into some DMs.
Mate.
Celebrities.
I'm a professional.
Back in the day.
We're professionals.
No, Byron, 131060, we're about to ask Melbourne, has anyone slid into someone's DMs?
Wow.
A famous person.
Right, like, okay.
You just thought, I'll give this a shot. Fev tweeted Katy Perry once. You didn't make her DMs, you made her feed.
At least I can talk about it, unlike you two. Yeah. At least I'm honest.
Yeah. No, I am being honest. I've never slid into anyone's DMs, but Byron.
But nothing. But it doesn't apply to me. I'm not famous. 131060.
No, but our callers, we're getting them to call in. Can you?
They're not famous either.
More the A-grade type of slid.
A reality TV star, maybe?
Yeah, it's not important. Let's take a break.
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We've just asked the question, have you slid into a celebrity's DMs? Because Tim from The Bachelor, or The Bachelor in Paradise, I should say, after Angie broke up with Carlin, he said she slid into his DMs and he knocked her back and said, I don't think we're going to be friends.
Oh.
Ouch. But it's always fun to give it a crack and just maybe slide into someone's DMs and see what happens. Amanda in Craigieburn. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Amanda, where did you go sliding? Whose DMs?
I went slipping into the beautiful guy Sebastian's DMs.
The happily married father of two Guy Sebastian.
Sorry, I'll take the applause sound effect off that. Sorry.
I'm married too, but I've followed his journey from the get-go with his afro, and yeah, I thought I'd take a chance, but yeah.
He never was. So he didn't get back to you.
So good.
That is flattening.
Mando, our boss, also rang up too, Boxy, and she said, I've slid into Jared from Bachelor, and we said, we already know that.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, just a point. If anybody does slide into celebrities' DMs and they don't hear back, though, it is probably worth mentioning this because you might feel that down about it that they've ignored you because we can say this, that you get DMs direct from people you know, but when you don't know them, they go into a whole other file.
Yeah.
And I can say this personally. I sometimes forget that file's even there, and very occasionally I go, oh, I forgot about that. And I open it and I go, oh, gosh, I've got messages from like 6 weeks ago that I never saw. So I just thought, don't get too down if you don't hear back from celebrities. Sometimes they probably don't see them.
We ended up at his tour. Guy Sebastian's concert last year. We tried to get meet and greet with him, and that didn't work. That's why I DM'd him.
Right. So, yeah, that's actually now stalking, but that's okay. That's almost became a different phoner. Fev, think about the sort of the sliding doors moment, though. What are some of these unread DMs that Fief has? I mean, who knows what opportunities?
I slid into those DMs with my burner account, and she's never written back.
Burner.
1019, The Fox.
Calls coming through. Now that this DM topic has gone off on the air, we've actually got a couple more calls have come through. Here's one, guys. We're talking sliding into celebrities' DMs, Fief.
This is a juicy one. Talia in Barwon Heads. Hi, Talia.
Hello.
Talia, you've had a celebrity slide into your DMs.
I have, yeah.
Who and what did they say?
It was the Honey Badger, and when I followed him, he sent me a little gift saying, welcome,
XX. Oh, wow. Are you Talia Thornton?
No.
What did you write back, Talia, when he said welcome?
I said, I'm a long-time follower. About time a welcome was put in place.
Then did you hear back?
And then he said, well, you deserve it. The present is in the mail.
Okay, are we going to read the whole conversation?
Yeah, I want to know where it goes. Does it keep going?
Well, I left it there, and then he posted a video of him. You know how he does the advertising in his undies?
Yes.
Yeah. He posted one of those, so I sent it back to him and said, I think my present just arrived.
Whoa!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are going to go straight to the PM, Fief, because obviously when the PM calls, you don't play a song. You take his call.
We do. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, welcome back to the show.
G'day, guys. How are you going? And well done, Christy Ann. $100 is the at least what you deserve for the great work you're doing down there.
And you'd agree, Prime Minister, not everyone knows that the unicorn's the national emblem of Scotland. Bit tough.
No, that's a pretty hard one. I don't know if I would have got that one.
Now, Prime Minister, we think you're doing an incredible job. What a tough time for you, and it continues to be, as you know, for all the Victorians and everyone listening would love to hear. You've made an announcement. There are new rules for JobKeeper. Now, can you talk through how this is directly going to help Melburnians?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more than 500,000 Victorians are going to benefit from what we've announced this morning, and then Treasurer will be getting on his feet a little later today. But what we're basically doing is changing the eligibility for JobKeeper. So it means that in order to get access to JobKeeper for your employer, the rules post-September won't be that you have to fall down in your revenue over about a six-month period. It'll just be what's happened most recently. And the number of employees that are affected, that'll be taken forward to July as opposed to the current arrangement, which is back in March. So we're basically just changing the rules to make sure everybody who needs it can get it. I mean, there's a lot of technical rules, but that's the point. I mean, Victoria is in trouble. The federal government will come to the rescue on this, and we will deliver that support. And there's other also, while it's not the $15 billion that this will be costing federal taxpayers right around the country, but it's also some very important additional support we put in for mental health yesterday, for Headspace, for Beyond Blue, for Lifeline, for Kids Helpline, and all of these organisations. They're doing a tremendous job. And a lot of that is targeted at younger people, particularly those who are doing their end of school, year 11 and 12, those in early years of university, people, there's a lot of anxiety. You guys know that. You're living it. And your listeners are living it. And the help is there. That's my message to them. The help is there, and it's getting more resources. And so reach out to those services, but most importantly, reach out to each other and support each other.
And that's a big one, Scott, I think, with the kids, because we've got to think when we were kids, we were always outside playing and doing whatever we wanted. But all these kids are so resilient. They've been locked in the house and can't do anything. So that's a big one with the mental health. And speaking of mental health, how are you travelling, mate? You've had a bit on. Are you, everything well?
I'm good. I'm fine. I appreciate the check-in. I'm doing okay. But and it's been a very hard week, I think, for everybody down in Melbourne in particular, but also broadly across Victoria with those restrictions kicking in. And we just want to make sure that we're doing all the things we can. We made the changes to childcare early in the week, so parents have their places guaranteed. We put the pandemic leave disaster payment in for those who have to self-isolate for 14 days. That's $1,500. That number is 1-800-2266, I think, off the top of my head. We've had quite a number of those calls this week. So problem, solution. That's the way.
It is. And Prime Minister, is there any insight at the moment into whether there's a cure or a vaccine on the way? How are our Australian scientists and researchers going on that one?
Well, they're doing very well. We've got trials underway up in Queensland, and I talk to a lot of international leaders all the time. And everyone, there's never been, I think, a bigger global effort to find a vaccine at any one time. And so we're plugged into a lot of those projects around the world, over in Europe, United States, UK. And so it's important that once someone finds a vaccine, that everybody shares it. Mm. We can't have any games going on with this. And I don't care who finds it. If it's Australia that finds it, we'll share it. They're the conversations I'm having with other leaders. We've got to have a global commitment to make that vaccine available. But look, it's difficult to know when that will come. But I can tell you there's no effort being spared either here in Australia or anywhere else around the world.
Hey, mate, the reason I asked you how you're going is because you're doing, we all think you're doing a fantastic job, but there's one guy out there that wants to have a crack at your job, and that's Osher. He's used to giving out roses, but he's come out and said in an interview that he'd have a crack at being the PM. How do you reckon he'd go at that?
I don't know very well, but look, I think I'll keep giving it a whirl for quite a while yet.
I reckon you should too. I'll wear it for you, mate. Don't worry about that.
Osher can stick to Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Go well and look after each other. Cheers. Yes, I hope so this weekend.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast exclusive to the Fox app.
It's Friday, Melbourne. We're all at home tonight after 8 p.m. We actually can't leave our houses. So why not watch The Living Room, Channel 10, 7:30 tonight. And let's cross now to Sydney, where this man can walk the streets of his city, Dr. Chris Brown. Hey, Chris.
Oh, good morning. I mean, the aptly and weirdly named Living Room now, isn't it? Because, I mean, that is life.
Chris, we are now a captive audience. We can't not watch you tonight.
What a beautiful, beautiful set of circumstances that lead us together. But look, you don't have any choice, really. But at the same time, of all the things tonight, what we're looking at is we're helping out a lovely guy who has created these hospital garments for kids who are in hospital and. To make them feel essentially invincible, he's created these superhero outfits. Research has actually shown that when you wear, especially kids when they wear superhero outfits, they feel stronger. That they are actually more invincible medically, and so they wear these. And he's actually doing an amazing job. And in the time of restrictions. Because of lockdown, you can't travel more than 5 kilometres away from your own home, but you can travel more than 5 kilometres above your own home. And so we actually take this guy's charity and these little super tea, this idea, into space. Genuinely, we go into space.
Wow.
With it. So, yeah, we go 30 kilometres away from our home, straight up.
Dr. Chris Musk. Well done. Mm.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, without the Amber Heard rumours or that, trying to step it up in some way and hopefully do some good for this charity.
Now, mate, I'm looking at your Instagram because you do post some very good stuff. You're a good photographer. Mate, you need to put one of those superhero capes. I've never seen someone look more awkward on a horse than you. What's happened there?
I believe that horse has filed a complaint. I met that horse and I was like, oh wow, like that's amazing. I was working on it and I thought, you know what, like at the end of this, once I've done the necessary procedures, can I hop on? They're like, yeah, absolutely, we'll grab a saddle. And I did that because I thought, you know what, I finally met a horse that's big enough for me to get on. And I may have spoken a little bit too soon because I hopped on and they said it looked like a Shetland pony. And yeah, I had this shrinking, this horse shrinking ability to make the very biggest horse look the smallest. So
it was look tiny.
Actually, on Farmyard Animals, Chris, we've been in lockdown for a while now, and doing a radio show in ISO is a bit difficult because you're not really doing anything to reflect on the radio. So you might not be surprised to know we have a recurring segment, and it's a cow based segment, Dr. Chris Brown. So we thought,
my favourite animal of all time is a cow.
Well, okay, that is brilliant. All you need to do is, while we play the intro, think of a cow or bovine-based story and tell it after this.
Is it a moosey?
Yes, it's a moosey. This is a stitch-up. We didn't even warn him. Like, we've literally just said, what stories have you got about cows?
An amusing story about a cow. Chris, have you got one?
I do have one. I grew up with cows actually on a farm, and I had a cow called Bridget, and Bridget was a Jersey cow, a beautiful Jersey cow, and she had too much milk for just one baby, one calf. So I used to go down to the local dairy farm to go and get an extra calf that had been abandoned or orphaned. And so I'd often go down and see the local dairy farmer called Eva. And Eva was a lovely, lovely lady, but she had trouble with her eyes. And I said, Eva, like, what's been happening with your eyesight? And she said, oh, look, maybe actually, because you'll understand this. I went down to the doctor in the Big Smoke the other day, and he had a look at my eyes. He had this really powerful light, and the light was so powerful. He looked into my eyes. He could see right into the back of my rectum. and I thought, you know what, that's a pretty powerful light. But it turns out she had some retinal issues, but not rectal issues.
Right, so, right.
Retinal okay, issues.
No,
yes.
Fair enough. No, we'll good. Pay that.
The old wet cow. Yes,
that got awarded with a yes, that was yes. Amusing. So well done, Chris.
Yeah, look, I appreciate that. I appreciate. Look, if you need cow stories, I'm your go-to guy.
You feel like he's got quite a few others up his sleeve, don't you?
I could go all day.
Anyway, it is The Living Room with Dr. Chris Brown on Channel 10 tonight at 7:30. Thanks for being part of Is It Amusing and just chatting with us on the show.
Pleasure, guys, anytime. And look, take care down there. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Chris. Yes. Enjoy going out and just leaving your house, mate. Enjoy that.
Look. I'm not going to mention it. It's a terrible day up here anyway, so I won't.
Good on you, mate. 101.9
The Fox.